6. Biology. Listen to a lecture in a biology class and fill in the diagram with the information that you hear.
Animal breeders can increase or decrease a desirable trait in an animal just by selecting which individuals to mate. This is called, yep, you guessed it, single trait breeding. Take chickens, for example. Farmers can breed chickens so that they grow quickly or so that they have big muscles. Of course, single-trait breeding has its advantages and its disadvantages. The advantages are somewhat obvious. I mean, really, how much easier can it get? You want your chicks to grow up big and fat, so you, breed big chickens. You want a dog that can sniff out a bomb. You breed dogs with a better sense of smell. It's a pretty straightforward, convenient process. It's also a fast process. A farmer can breed 2 generations of chickens in just 1 year. So, in just 3 to 5 years, he can completely change the genetics of his chickens to his favor. Let me put it this way. You want fat chickens? Breed just your fat chickens, and in 3 to 5 years, all your chickens will be fat. But there are downsides. Breeders may wish to change only one trait. But what they end up doing is altering several traits. And some of those traits aren't traits they want. Let's look at the fat chickens again. Many farmers breed chickens to have large chests. But when you breed for big chests, you also get weak legs. This is because the chickens get so big that their legs deform under their weight. The other problem is that single-trait breeding often causes psychological damage in an animal. By changing a physical trait, the breeder can unintentionally injure the brain. So eventually, what you get is brain damage.
1. Listen to part of the lecture again, then answer the question.
Animal breeders can increase or decrease a desirable trait in an animal just by selecting which individuals to mate. This is called, yep, you guessed it, single trait breeding.
Why does the professor say this?
This is called, yep, you guessed it, single trait breeding.
Two. Listen to part of the lecture again, then answer the question.
I mean, really, how much easier can it get? You want your chicks to grow up big and fat, so you, breed big chickens. You want a dog that can sniff out a bomb. You breed dogs with a better sense of smell.
Why does the professor say this?
I mean, really, how much easier can it get?
Three. Listen to part of the lecture again, then answer the question.
Breeders may wish to change only one trait. But what they end up doing is altering several traits. And some of those traits aren't traits they want. Let's look at the fat chickens again.
Why does the professor say this?
Let's look at the fat chickens again.